And I am downtown Ollie Burrows, and welcome to the second half of our doubleheader. The JVs won 34-26, and a number of the Raiders players will also be JV players are also playing varsity. Quick look at their roster. Klingbeil, the junior, Harabi, the senior, Pilgrim, the senior, Laney Harabi, a senior, Baumgartner, a junior, but then Reed and Richter, Shore, Semrau, Belke are coming up for the JV, Anderson and Wegener as well. So we got a real good doubleheader for you right now. Blue Jay girls getting ready for playoff. It's a growth year. We know that the first playoff game will likely be on the road. I'll do my best to be there to cover. Before I forget it, we're trying to find a way for me to get to Superior next Tuesday. The boys hockey team, of course, with that fine win yesterday against the Raiders, going up against Superior. It's about 4 hours from me, 3 hours here from Merrill. But we'll talk about that later. Back with more of the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. You're listening to Blue Jay Varsity Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking Local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, Bank Local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Of growth and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. I am downtown Oliveros, pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay varsity action. We're just minutes away. It's our Aspirus Health pregame show. Again, the Blue Jays looking pretty healthy right now. Looking down the roster for the Medford Raiders, they've got four seniors, Wegerer, Robbie, probably twins, Riley and Laney, Aaliyah Pilgrim, and Anderson and Klingbeil. Those six are all varsity only, but then they've got Belk, Semrau, Shore, Richter, Reed up from the JV. So of their 12 players, they've got seven that go varsity only, and the rest are JV. Now, Lonsdorf is going to come up from the JV. We'll see how much she can play because of the time that she spent in the JV game. If you play both halves of JV, you can only play one half of varsity. So the Blue Jays trying to get ready for action. They've got five wins now in the season, postseason. Coach Enig with a growth year, let's be honest about it. And here we are with playoffs starting sometime late next week. And the Raiders with a very strong team with those veteran players. And they've again got very, very good height, although it's not listed here. Chad Franck has definitely got a team that can contend in the postseason based on their height alone. So that's something that the Blue Jays will have to contend with tonight as well. So we're going to take another break. Back with more of our American pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Churchmutual.com/jobs.
Greenlawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Greenlawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Greenlawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Simply Stitched and Tomahawk offers embroidery, screen printing, and more. Custom gifts, personal or business apparel, blankets, memorial teddy bears, hats, outerwear, and more. Too much to list, but
never short on ideas. Bring your imagination and create your brand at Simply Stitched in Tomahawk on Main Street.
The Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Girls Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student-athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Girls Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student-athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays!
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest.
We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory. Gold Medal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Medal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road.
And welcome back to the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs, and we are moments away from this varsity game. The Raiders, with five strong seniors, Robbies, Riley and Laney, Pilgrim, Wegener, check that, four seniors, and Anderson, Baumgartner, and Klingbeil. So they have seven players on the varsity and five that are what they call floaters. And the Blue Jays tonight, I'm not sure if they have some other players coming out. I'm not sure that Lonsdorf was out there. She played both halves in the JV game. We'll have to wait and see. I thought I saw Schultz out there, but Schultz is a strong swing player, but she played both halves in the JV game, so her time has to be limited to one half if I got the rules down correctly. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with tip-off after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill. Your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge collection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small-town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
And welcome back to the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. It is game time. Being introduced for the Raiders, Klingbeil in the backcourt. She's as tall as some of the Blue Jay forwards. Riley Robbie, Aaliyah Pilgrim, Laney Robbie and Kayla Baumgartner. And now for your Merrill Blue Jays. Kiskowski in the backcourt. Junior Grace Ryman. Kayla Clairvaux, the upper half of the K&K kids. And Brenna Jurovic pounds that pill with the best of them. And then the heart and soul, Grace Lee Gentile Hull, and that's your starters for the Blue Jays. So we'll see how the defense matches up, but jumping center most likely will be Baumgartner for the Raiders. And Ryman will be, she's smiling at Klingbeil. So some of these players know each other, and I'm looking right there. And I guess we do have all 12 of them out there. And Raiders control the tap. Riley Robbie brings it into the forecourt. Raiders going from left to right. Blue Jays right to left. First half as you're watching on your radio. 17:48 left. Dragons, Daggers and games clock. Working the perimeter right now, trying to get underneath. No good with the shot, but the rebound comes down. And that was by Robbie. There it is, right wing. Hitting the three is Riley Robbie. It was Aaliyah Pilgrim on that first shot. So the Blue Jays are down quickly, 3-0. 17:25 on the Dragons, Daggers, and games clock. Ryman. Ryman has it picked, but gets it back. Trying to get it to somebody. Gets it to Grace Lee. Gentile Hull, and oh, she has it knocked away, but she regains it. She's getting mugged out there. Ball gets knocked away and coming over to our table. And the equipment took a hit, as did, unfortunately, Riley Robbie. Inbounds. Down low, oh, pretty play, give and go. Taylor Klingbeil puts it down, it's 5-0. Blue Jays get it in the forecourt. Kiskowski from Ryman. Kiskowski starts to drive, gets down on the baseline, gets it to Jurovic. Kayla travels. Wow, that looked pretty solid to me, but cross court. So the Blue Jays with 16:36 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and games clock are down 5-0. Raiders down to the right outside. Riley Robbie works it left to Klingbeil. Klingbeil covered by Jurovic. Looking for the cutter. Good defense there from Jurovic. Raiders 3-point shot, missed everything, saved, gets it in, Pilgrim, and she draws the foul with a scoop shot. Let's see, it's on. And let's see who picked it up for the Blue Jays. And that's going to be on Kiskowski, first personal, first team, going to the free throw line, shooting two, and Pilgrim misses the first. Aaliyah Pilgrim, one of the four seniors on this Medford Raiders squad. 5-0 Raiders, 16:05 left in the first half on a Dragons, Daggers, and game clock. Pilgrim shooting the second. And puts it down. So that's a 6-0 lead for the Raiders. Ryman being picked up by Pilgrim. Inbound it came from Kayla Clairvaux. Grace Lee Hull, deep right on the wing. Gets it to Jurovic, offset right. Kiskowski out by the volleyball line. And there's going to be a foul called on Riley Robbie. First personal, first team. Blue Jays will inbound on this side. Kayla Clairvaux inbounded just to the left of our Westside Market broadcast booth. She's going to run into trouble if she doesn't get in. It's deflected and goes down to Pilgrim. Pilgrim too deep. Ryman gets it, but the deflection there. Baumgartner on the inbounds. Kayla had it deflected. Blue Jays trailing 6-0. Not getting any open opportunities. Kiskowski might have had one, but not much. And now she's going to go down, kicks it out. Ryman, baseline, right! Arby's three-pointer from the counter. That cuts it to 6-3. Medford cross-court pass. Baumgartner goes down on Clairvaux. Clairvaux tries to knock it away, knocks it out of bounds. Looked like a good, clean reach. So that cuts it to, puts baseline right inbound for the Raiders. They go to the box and trying to find the cutter and then kicking it out deep. Ryman on top of Riley Robbie. It drives, no good. Rebound comes down to Kayla. Looked like Riley Harabi official was blocking me on that one. 14:58, Dragons and Daggers clock. Blue Jays down 6-3. Ryman, oh, Ryman shakes, a little shake, and puts down the running. That would be an Arby's floater. That cuts it to 6-5. Now coming down the other end, Kiskowski shuts off. Drive, Pilgrim left, gets it out to Baumgartner. She puts up the three, in and out. Rebound should have been a loose ball foul, but no call. Pilgrim ran into Ryman, but the Blue Jays get it back. Jurovic, she's being held high by Klingbeil. There's the drive. There's to Kayla Clairvaux, and Clairvaux puts it down. Blue Jays on a 4-0 run. They're up 7-6. 14:08 left. Driving, kicking it out. There's the foul called. It'll be on the baseline. Is that going to be on Jurovic, or is that going to be on... Let's see who the foul's on. That's going to be on Gentile Hull, first personal, second team. Inbound, Baumgartner struggles a little bit with it. Kicks it out. There's another three. In and out. The rim gods are being kind to the Blue Jays now. And the ball gets knocked away by Robbie. Riley, that is. So Riley and Laney out there. Klingbeil, Baumgartner, and Blue Jays turn it over, and there it is going down and putting down the bucket off the glass. Riley Robbie, and that cuts it to, puts Medford up 8-7, down low. Jurovic tries to pound it. Oh, she loses it. She's got to avoid picking up a foul in the backcourt. Hustles back. Blue Jays down 8-7. Pilgrim over on the left side to Klingbeil. Down underneath and putting it down. Riley Robbie, she's got seven. It's 10-7. So 4-0 run right now for Medford. 13:05 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. A lot of dribble out there by Ryman. Down to Jurovic. Kicks out. Gentile Hull tries to save it, but she can't. Let it off her hands near the Raiders bench. 12:55 left, and coming in is Bunnell and Kira. So the K&K kids are out there early tonight. 12:55 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Medford up 10-7, running, trying to run that low post opportunity on the left side. There's Laney Robbie. Gets it to Pilgrim, Klingbeil, right side Baumgartner. And there's another open three, and in and out again. That is three times that the Raiders could have had. They could be up very big right now, but the shots are not falling. Ryman being covered by Riley. Bunnell gets it to Ryman. Ryman being shadowed tightly. There she goes, drives, puts up the one-hander, and she gets it. The running one-hander, she's got seven. The Blue Jays cut it to 10-9. Baumgartner looking underneath. There is the give and go, and putting it down is Klingbeil. She's got four. That makes it 12-9 with 11:55 left. Lion ready to check in. There goes Kayla driving, and she's going to draw the foul. Now I'm looking over at the bench, and there are six of the players. Oh, there's the sixth player for the Blue Jays, and that's Lion about to check in. So one of the Blue Jays, and I can't tell if it's Lonsdorf. First of two, Kayla misses it. Klingbeil gets it. Second team foul. And so I'm not sure. Kaskowski goes out as Lion comes in. I see Gropp and misses the second. So I don't see Robin there tonight. So anyway, Ryman. Pass intercepted by Klingbeil. She goes down too strong. Ryman almost had the rebound, too strong. There's the three-pointer on the left side, in and out. Rebound comes down. 12-9, Medford. Bunnell brings it into the forecourt. Having a little trouble possessing it, but keeps the dribble, gets it down to Kira. Kira looks, kicks it out to Bunnell. Bunnell gets forced to the outside. Looks to get it to Kira before she gets the five-second call. There's the 5 seconds, and it will be turned over. Jurovic coming back in after a quick rest to give Ryman a break. So the Blue Jays turned that one over on a 5 second violation. Bunnell just had no way to get it to Kira. Kira jumps out on Klingbeil. Another three. Again, no good. And it's a loose ball foul. And let's see who it's on. And that's going to be on Aaliyah Pilgrim, first personal, third team foul. So we've got Bunnell, Lyon, Jurovic, and the K&K kids, Kira and Kayla. Bunnell brings it up. Kayla's going low. Kira's down in the low post. Jurovic gets it down to her. Spin move. Too far back, but she puts it down anyway. She was further out from the block, and that cuts it to 12-11. She went both ways and banked it off the glass. Driving down the baseline and putting it in is Baumgartner. She's got her first bucket. That makes it 14-11, 10-11 left. Blue Jays trying to match them bucket for bucket. Out there now is Paisley Reed. Down to Kira. Kira's going to go underneath, kicks it out, knocked out of bounds. She's trying to get it to Kayla. Nice, strong baseline drive, and she knew she did not have the reverse, so she tried to kick it out. Blue Jays will inbound it. Lining up at the top of the lane on the right side, Bunnell gets it. Gets it down to Kira. Kira, there she goes, pushes off. No good, but it was a good effort. Just a little too strong off the glass. Blue Jays trailing 14-11. Kira's out there on Klingbeil. Shaking Robbie back to Klingbeil. Klingbeil now covered. Trying to kick it out. Reed. Laney gets her three up. Misses, but Robbie gets it back. The Blue Jays playing tight, and there it is. Kayla tries to save it, gets it to Kira. Kira gets it back to Kayla, to Jurovic, to Bunnell. Tight defense there. Blue Jays trailing 14-11, 9:02 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Kira down in the lane, down in the block, gets pushed out. Back to Jurovic for three, no good. And it'll stay off for the Blue Jays. Grace Lee Gentile-Hulk checks in for Kayla. So Kira's having some strong moves there in the low post. Lyon with the box. looks to get it inbound, gets it to Gentilly Hull. She puts up the three. Yes! Gentilly Hull with the three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. We're tied at 14. 8:42 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Turnaround, a three, no good. Medford has missed six threes. This could be wide open if it were not for the rim gods. Gentilly Hull dribbles. Oh, she threw it to Lyon or to Bunnell and intercepting it. Oh, there's going to be the foul on Bunnell. And Riley Robbie will go to the line shooting two. 0-for-2 from the Aspirus three throw line for the Blue Jays. 1-for-2 for Pilgrim. And now Riley Robbie, who's got seven, is shooting two. Puts up the first and down. She's got eight. Bunnell goes out. Ryman comes back in. 15-14 Medford, and checking back in is Aaliyah Pilgrim, and going out is Paisley Reed. She puts up the second and no good. So 2-for-4 and 0-for-2. Medford's up 15-14. Ryman being covered tightly by Pilgrim. Riley Robbie on Lyon. Lyon gets it to Gentilly Hull. Gentilly Hull's looking for the cutter. She's going to drive, stop, kicks it out. Jurovic down into Kira. Kira, oh, they're saying Kira traveled. A little frustration there. She's working on those low post moves. Medford takes a timeout. We will as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Hey, Blue Jays, make your money work for you. With Park City Credit Union's PCCU cash checking, you'll earn 5% APY. That's right, real rewards right back into your pocket. Merrill fans can upgrade to a Blue Jays debit card for just $10, and Park City Credit Union will donate $5 back to Merrill High School. You get rewarded, and so does your school. It's a win-win. Visit Park City Credit Union today to get started. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Timeout taken by Medford. They are up 15-14, driving, putting it off, and very nicely cutting across the lane from left to right for a third bucket. Klingbeil, that makes it 17-14. They got a full court press, and they're going to call the block. And, boy, that could have gone either way because she put her forearm on. And Kayla Baumgartner, fourth team foul. Inbounding it right in front of the scorer's table is J.C. Lyon. Gets it to Ryman. Ryman's looking deep. Kira's up high now. Gentilly Hull looking to drive. Gets it down to Kira. Kira puts it down too hard off the glass. And that's going to be that was a very fortunate jump ball call. Jurovic was over the back. So the Blue Jays inbound baseline right. Box. Lyon kicks out. There it is to Jurovic. Too hard off the glass. Rebound back to Lyon. Kicks it out. Gentilly Hull drives. Too strong off the shot. And so the Blue Jays don't get anything on that possession. 7 minutes even on a Dragon Daggers and Games clock. There it is. Pilgrim. No good. Down to Gentilly Hull. Ryman looking down court, nobody to hit. Gets it to Gentile Hull. Down to Kira. Kira's going down low, stops, blocked. Kira getting frustrated. She thought she was fouled. And Jurovic tries to knock it away back, and there goes. And one, and Klingbeil puts it down, gets the bucket. That's a 4-0 run now. And that foul's going to be on Lyon. First personal, fourth team foul, and shooting one. So it's now 19-14. Kayla's getting ready to check back in. And no good on the free throw. So eight for Klingbeil. Blue Jays get the rebound. Kayla's going to check in at the next whistle. Ryman tries to step back, puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Kira. Jurovic to Ryman. Kaskowski, and now it's knocked away again as they tried to get it down low to Kira. So Blue Jays 4-0 run. Here goes inside. Putting it down is Baumgartner, and now it's 21-14. So a 6-0 run for the Raiders. And another pass trying for the low post, intercepted by Klingbeil. She gets it, goes driving around Kira, and another one. And that makes it 23-14. Let's see who the foul's on. Gentile Hull, fifth team foul. And that's going to be on Kaskowski, not Gentile Hull. So it's still the fifth foul on the Blue Jays, and going for another three-point play opportunity. And putting this one down is Klingbeil, and Klingbeil's got 11. So it's 24-14 and 9-0 run right now for Medford, trying to get it across into the forecourt. Bunnell's back in for Kiss. No, Kaskowski's out there. Blue Jays going small. Kayla came in for Kira. Ryman is having trouble with the ball. Pilgrim's all over her tight. There it is to Kayla. Kayla goes into the lane, kicks it out. Kaskowski for three, no good. Ryman can't get the rebound, going over Klingbeil. Klingbeil brings it up. Raiders on a 9-0 run. Blocked by Ryman as Laney Robbie drives Ryman with a block. Bunnell steps back. She shoots the three, too strong off the glass. Blue Jays out of rhythm right now. They're giving up a 9-0 run. They're down by 10. There's a three-pointer on the right side. No good. And that's going to be a foul on Bunnell trying to knock it away. That's her second personal, sixth team foul. Trying to come in to take that one was Baumgartner. Blue Jays take a full timeout. We will as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just two doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Medford Raiders 24, Blue Jays 14, but it's a 9-0 run right now. And each team has four timeouts left, and inbounding it, Aaliyah Pilgrim, senior, baseline left, gets it in to Robbie. From Riley to Rainey, back to Riley, and no good. Oh, she gets the shot. Finally, the rim gods are kind, and Riley gets the bucket, and she's got 10. So it's 26-14. Blue Jays up against full court pressure, and Kayla gets it across the line. Gets it to Ryman for three. Ah, oh, air ball, too strong. But coming down, Kiskowski, cutting the passing lane, Klingbeil. She's going to go check that. Baumgartner, and she puts it down. She's got six, and that is now a 13-0 run for the Raiders. They were up 15-14, and now they've got 13. And there's another cross-court pass. Baumgartner loses the layup. Bunnell gets it to Jurovic, to Ryman. Ryman to Bunnell. Kiskowski back to Bunnell, and they're knocked away again. Going in. Oh, and that was a hard foul. Jurovic, she took down Klingbeil, and that'll be Jurovic's first personal, seventh team foul, and going to the free throw line, shooting two, will be Taylor Klingbeil, the senior. Five buckets, one for two from the free throw line. And she gets a bang and a bump. And checking in for the Raiders is going to be Laura Wegerer. And she'll be checking in for Klingbeil. And then misses a second, so no check-in right now. No good on the rebound. Baumgartner. Bunnell gets it down. Blue Jays 14-0 run. Gropp getting ready to check in. Lyon trying to dribble through her. Bunnell and loses it from behind. Laney gets it. Raiders strong team. They'll be playing next Monday as well out in Medford. But we wanted to bring you the JV coverage. Oh, there's a three from the right side. Hitting a beautiful three. Baumgartner, she's got nine. 32-14, 17-0 run. And trying to put it down and can't do it on the layup. Putting it back and following up is Jurovic to stop the run. So that cuts it to 32-16. But 17-2 run for the Raiders. Laney Robbie leaves it for Klingbeil. Klingbeil now driving in, turns, spins, putting it down. A beautiful spinning one-hander. She's got 11, is Kayla Baumgartner. 34-16. Kayla's trying to avoid getting trapped. Bunnell gets it to Ryman. Ryman, pass intercepted, going to Jurovic by Baumgartner down low. Klingbeil, and Klingbeil puts it down. She's got 14, and it's 36-16. Ryman dribbling through traffic, going end-to-end, scoops it, and draws the foul. And getting ready to check in are Gropp and Lyon. Ryman to shoot two. That's the first foul on Ryman. Puts it up and down. She's got eight. But I'm trying to see who that foul was on. Gropp checks in. I don't know who they did not show the foul. It is the fifth team foul. And putting that one down is Ryman. Puts them both down. Lyon checks in for Ryman. So I don't know who that foul was on because they did not put it up on the board. So we've got one personal down low. There it is again. Baumgartner too strong. Rebound comes down. Trying to put it up. Who checked in right now is Wegerer. And that foul is going to be the eighth on Merrill. And that will go to Gromp, her first personal. Wegerer gets the roll. So that makes it 37-18, but that 17-0 run really hurt the Blue Jays. And then they got the 1-3, and then she puts down the other. So that makes it 38-18. Raiders. Blue Jays kept it tight for about the first 8 minutes. Minute 33 on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Lyon trying to clear out a little bit with her off arm. 5 second call, and it'll go over again. Second one of those turnovers goes over to the Raiders with 1:25 left. Blue Jays trailing by 20. Lyon with Lainey Robbie. Baumgartner covered by Kayla. Kayla tries to kick it away. There's the left side, no good. But Baumgartner gets the rebound back in the lane, kicked out. Robbie again, no good. Rebound put in, kicked out. Getting the rebounds there is Reed. Trying to put it up, Gropp stops it. And then we got a backcourt foul against Wegerer. First personal, sixth team foul. So Blue Jays still trying to close that gap, but that 17-0 run really hurt. Kaskowski, Bunnell. Gromp is out there along with Lyon. Kayla gets it to Lyon. Lyon looking to go. Wegerer playing tough on Gromp, and that's going to be a double dribble on Kaskowski on the far side. 28.7 seconds left. Blue Jays down 38-18. Downtown Ollie Burroughs pleased to be bringing you the action here on Blue Jay WJMT and WJMTFM.com. Wegerer wing left, covered by Gropp. Dribbles, kicks it out, another three. This one drops for Robbie. She's got 13, it's 41 for Medford, 18 for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays played them tight. And they're driving the baseline, Bunnell no good, rebound comes down to Wegerer. And that's gonna be it for the half. So at the half, it is 41 for the Raiders, 18 for the Blue Jays. We'll be back with our Nicolet Bank at the half show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m., Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving north central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
And welcome back to the Nicolet Bank at the Half Show, varsity style, 41-18. Blue Jays were trailing 15-14, 17-0 run for the Raiders. For Klingbeil, 6 twos, 2 for 4 from the free throw line for 14. Riley Harabi, 3 twos, 2 threes, 1 for 2 for the free throw line for 13. 1 for 2 for Aaliyah Pilgrim. Baumgartner, 4 twos and a 3 for 11. And Laura Wegerer, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. So 13 twos, 3 threes, and 6 for 10 for those 41 points. We're going to take another break, and then we'll be back with more of our Nicolet Bank at the Half Show with the Blue Jays numbers. After this, you're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving central and northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
Make all your special moments a bit more with Northwoods Awards and Engraving. Celebrate your wins with quality trophies, plaques, and medals, custom engraving, and photo plaques. Memorable creations as big as your imagination, built especially for you. Northwoods Awards and Engraving in Tomahawk on Main Street.
The Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Girls Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student-athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Girls Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student-athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays!
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and, of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app, and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory. Gold Medal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Medal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road. Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
And welcome back to the Nicolet Bank at the Half Show. Blue Jays trailing 41-18 as you hear the pep band in the background. Ryman had two twos and a two for two from the Aspirus Health free throw line for nine. Kira Clairvaux, some nice moves, but only one bucket. Kayla, a bucket and 0 for 2 from the Aspirus Health free throw line. A bucket for Jurovic and a three for Grace Lee Gentile Hall. Five twos, two threes, two for four from the free throw line for the Blue Jays. We'll be back with second half action after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill. Your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth, downtown Island Boroughs. Pleased to be bringing you varsity action here. Raiders up 41-18. Same starters for the Blue Jays: Kiskowski, Gentile Hull, Ryman, Kayla Clairvaux, and Jurovic. Same five for the Raiders. Raiders going from right to left. They inbound it on their left wing side. Klingbeil swings it right to Riley, Robbie, and they're driving in and putting it down. No, the rim gods were kind to the Blue Jays there. 17-29 on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Rolled around and out for Klingbeil. Seven misses from three early on for the, at least five or six. Now here's Kayla Clairvaux. Pushes off, and Baumgartner gets it. So this could be a whole lot bigger lead if those threes had gone down. Laney Robbie gets it. Klingbeil Riley Robbie. Robbie drives, kicks it into the lane. Traffic kicks out. Laney for three. That one's buried. So that's Laney Robbie's first points, and that makes it 44-18. 16:45, Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. And they're going to call Pilgrim for a light foul. And she didn't think that was that bad. She's smiling. 44-18. That is her second personal. Kaskowski inbounding to the right of our Westside Market broadcast booth. Pilgrim overplays down to Jurovic. Jurovic kicks it out. Kayla for three. Yes! That's an Arby's three-pointer from the back door. And Kayla's got five. 44-21, Raiders. Laney drives, puts up the running one-hander off the glass. No good. Gentile Hull with the rebound. Ryman has nine. Dribbling, going up against and driving in. And, oh, she almost loses it, but kicks it out. Back in the low post, turns it around. Oh, good. Ryman did a nice turnaround from about 4 feet out, but it rolled off the rim. Left side, Laney Robbie gets it. Three-pointer, no good, and that one again comes down to Baumgartner. Baumgartner goes across the lane and puts it down. She's got 13. 46-21 Raiders. Gentile Hull, oh, I thought that went down. That just grazed the rim. Straight on, just a little short. Baumgartner gets it to Pilgrim. Pilgrim off the top of the key. Trying to cut. There goes Laney. Kicks it out. Klingbeil kicks it out to Baumgartner. Baumgartner drives. Puts it up and draws the foul. So the height of the post players for the Raiders, it just continues to be a tough. And putting it down, Baumgartner, she's got three in the second half, 14 in the game. Jurovic with the foul, second personal, first team foul. 47-21, 48-21 for the Raiders. Clairvaux gets it into Ryman. Pilgrim drops back to pick her up at half court. Ryman's got her head up looking, gets it to Gentile Hull on the right side. No give and go. Kayla gets it to Kaskowski left. Ryman turns around for the three. No good. And knocked out of bounds by Laney Robbie. And so baseline right inbound for Gentile Hull. Blue Jays in the box. And they're trying to get to Jurovic, and they're intercepted by Klingbeil. Klingbeil leaves it for Riley Robbie, gets it to Laney Robbie. There goes Klingbeil, and she's going to draw the foul. And that's going to be another one on Clairvaux. Third personal, second team foul. Two quick ones. Klingbeil, 14 points in the first half, 2 for 4 from the free throw line with 6 buckets. She's shooting 2. Puts down the first. That makes it 49-21 Raiders. Puts down the second. Raiders were 6 for 10 in the first half from the free throw line, 4 for 4 in the second. Pilgrim covering Ryman. Ryman's got the head up. Ryman trying to create some separation. Clairvaux, Kayla puts it up. Too strong off the back side of the rim. Raiders driving. Pilgrim. There goes Baumgartner. Kicks it out to Laney Robbie. Back three-pointer. No good. Kayla comes down that three-pointer for the top of the key. Taylor Klingbeil. She has not had good success from there tonight. Gentile Hull. She's got some spacing, but not enough to shoot. As she gives up her dribble, tries to get it to Kaskowski, knocked away by Baumgartner. Riley Arabi gets it on the outside, driving. Klingbeil over to Riley. Driving off, she's got a step and puts it down. That's a pretty, with the right hand. And that's 15 now for Baumgartner. She drove the left side but put it off right-handed. Ryman gives up her dribble, gets it to Kiskowski. Kiskowski starts to drive, gets shut off. Here's Kayla Clairvaux. Kayla turns around, shot off the rim. 52-21 Raiders, 13-18 left on her Dragons, Daggers and Games clock. Trying to go underneath. There it is. No good. Putting it up there was Klingbeil. There it is, up to Gentile Hull, and she puts it up to glass too strong. Ryman saw the breakout, but Gentile Hull couldn't finish. Now it's underneath. No good for that was from Riley to Laney. Gentile Hull, and has it knocked away by Laney, and coming in now, Kira, Lyons, and Bunnell. Jurovic, Hull, and Kayla goes out, and coming in also is Wegerer. She had two free throws in the first half. 11 points for the Raiders here in the second half to the Blue Jays 3. Kiskowski shut off, throws for Lyon, but behind her, Ryman gets it. Ryman puts it off the glass too strong. Lyon gets it knocked away by Baumgartner. Lead pass out. And putting down the bucket is Klingbeil. She's got 4 in the second half, 18 in the game. 54-21. 12:20 left on our Dragons and Daggers and Games clock. Kiskowski looks, gets it to Lyon. Lyon stumbles with it a little bit. Timeout taken by the Blue Jays. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. 12:09 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Kiskowski inbounding at Blue Jays, and it's knocked away, and Wegerer is going to pick up the foul. It's her second personal, second team foul on the Raiders. They're up by 33 points. Kiskowski to inbound just to the right of our Dragons, Daggers. I should say Westside Market broadcast booth. Time on the Dragons, Daggers, and Gate. Oh, Bunnell traveled. She tried to throw it up. So 12:04 in regulation. The Blue Jays down by 33. Once we get inside the 9-minute clock, the clock will start to run once they go above, I think it's 35 or 40 points. So the Blue Jays, Ed Kira tries to knock it away. It stays in bounds. And Raiders get it back, and Ryman intercepts the pass. Puts it off the glass. She's got 11. Blue Jays only 5 here in the second half. Raiders outscoring them 13-5. Wegerer gets it. Gets it over to Klingbeil. on the right side. In there now is Paisley Reed. Reed inside to Wegerer, and Wegerer puts it down awkwardly. And she's going to get another backcourt foul. That'll be her third personal, third team foul. And she just kind of struts down the court a little bit. She's another tall girl, but footwork isn't as good as either Klingbeil or Baumgartner. Ryman back to Bunnell. Bunnell tries to get it down, and Lyon cuts in, and Bunnell throws it out. It's another turnover. 10:59 left. Coming back in is Robbie. Wegerer's going out. And I think she's going to be talked about not getting backcourt fouls, especially when you're up by 31. Blue Jays trailing, 54-23, 10:50 left. Lainey Robbie gets it to Baumgartner, gets it to Klingbeil. Klingbeil's got Kira out on her now. Oh, Kira gets shaken, turning it around, putting it down. Klingbeil with a little shake and bake there, and Kira will learn. Lyon gets it down to Ryman. Ryman gets it inside, puts it down. She's got 13. Blue Jays cut it to 56-25. Wegerer's coming back in. I think she's gotten the lecture. Paisley. Reed down to turning it around, putting it down. No good. Ryon gets it, putting it around. Again, that was Klingbeil, but she's going right hand on the left-hand side spin. Bunnell slips but gets it to Ryman. Ryman over to Kiskowski. Kiskowski to Bunnell. Bunnell drives inside, puts it up, and the foul is called. Let's see who's the foul on. Nice job. And that foul is going to be on Anderson. She checked in last whistle. First personal, fourth team foul, and Bunnell making her first trip to the free throw line tonight. And she hits it off the front of the rim. Checking in for Kiskowski is Lonsdorf. So the only one we haven't seen thus far is Ava Schult. So 9:42 left. Blue Jays shooting a second. Bunnell puts it down. So the Blue Jays cut it to 30, 56-26. Pilgrim running the offense now with Lainey and Riley Robbie. Klingbeil. And Wegerer is in there. Kicked out. Raiders very content to run the weave right now. And they're looking for the opportunity. And Ryman steals it on the pass from Klingbeil. Gets it to Bunnell out at the volleyball line. 9 even on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Lyon going up against. Now she's going to drive. Puts it down. No good. Kira tries to save it, and it goes down to the Raiders. 8:50 left. So only starters in right now are Ryman, and that's it. Lonsdorf is in now. Driving, putting it off the glass was Riley. And that makes it 58-26. Gropp is about to check in. Don't see Kiskowski on the bench right now, so she may have gone in for some medical attention. There she comes. And the Raiders steal it from Lyon. And going down, no good. Rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. Bunnell, she's got Riley on her, and Riley, Robbie steals it. Stops, turns around, puts it up and down. She's got four in the second half, 17 in the game, 60-26. Blue Jays trailing by 34. Lyon looking for Ryman. Cross court to Lonsdorf, and it's off her hands. It'll be Raider ball. Gropp checks in, and checking back in will be Baumgartner. Kira goes out. So the only starter in there right now is Grace Ryman. She's out there with Lyon, Lonsdorf, Bunnell, and Gropp. Again, running the weave on there. She's going in underneath, and Wegerer puts it too hard off the glass. Body's flying, and it'll stay Raider ball off of Gropp. Baumgartner and Gropp go down hard. 7:20 left, so I guess it's not a high enough score yet for the clock to run. Blue Jays trying to get it inbound, or Raiders, and they get it to Laney, out to Riley, Robbie, Laney on the left side, Pilgrim. Pilgrim starts to pound and then going inside, kicking it across, back, and there's the three, missed, and putting it down is coming underneath is Baumgartner. She's got 8.5 and 19 in the game. Raiders up 62-26, 36 points. Down low, Gropp. Gropp puts it down. Nice move. And that cuts it to 62-28. Blue Jays trailing by 34. Running the weave. Laney Harabi gets it to Pilgrim. Pilgrim gets it to Baumgartner going in, putting it off the glass. No good. Gropp comes down with the rebound. A little too strong. 6:20 left. Bunnell gets it over to Jay-Z Lyon. Lyon starting to drive. Kicks it over to Gropp, out to Lonsdorf. Lonsdorf's three is too high. Lyon gets the rebound and gets the basket. That cuts it to 62-30. 6 minutes even on a Dragons, Daggers, and game clock. Remember, there's only seven full-time varsity players. Wegerer and there's a travel. I mean, other than the starters, Wegerer and I'm trying to see who the other full-time varsity is, and that's Anderson. Anderson's the other one, the junior. So they haven't got a lot of depth, so when people think they're running it up, they're varsity players. They only go seven deep. Left side, Lyon gets it down to Gropp. Gropp double-teamed, loses it. Stays Blue Jay ball with 5:37 left. Again, no running clock yet, so the Blue Jays have a chance to close the gap. Inbounds, and it goes off of Pilgrim before it got to Ryman. So Schultz comes in now, and Bunnell goes out. So the bench is cleared. Robin and Street close. There inbounds, Lonsdorf gets it out to Ryman. Ryman's got Pilgrim all over her. She slips and falls, loses it. Robbie gets it ahead to Pilgrim. Pilgrim kicks it out to Laney in the lane, turning it around. No good. Lyon gets the rebound. That was Klingbeil. Klingbeil's got 20. Ryman almost loses it again, and this time it's going to go a foul against Klingbeil. Her second, team fifth, Blue Jays. So, didn't get it up on the scoreboard. Lonsdorf to Schultz. Schultz gets it across, an easy bucket for Gropp. Gropp's got four. Cuts it to 62-32. Blue Jays hanging tough against the starters. And to be fair, the Raiders are doing a lot of dribbling and passing. They've got the lead. They want the good shots. There's a three for Baumgartner. She hits it. She's not going to ignore that one. 11 in the second half, 22 in the game, 65-32. Ryman covered by Pilgrim. To Gropp, offside, wing left, back to Ryman. Ryman starts to drive, puts up the floater, too deep, hits the back of the rim, coming from the left side. There's a head, and putting down the bucket is Klingbeil, and she's now got 24 in the game. 67-32, Ryman, 4:10 left. Lonsdorf dribbles, gives up the dribble. Tries to get it down low to Gropp. Gropp's going to try to put it up. Blocked, loses it, out of bounds. It's going to be Raiders' ball. And here comes the JV squad. Everybody from the JVs, the five, are now out there. I don't think Anderson is out there, the other varsity player. Let's take a quick look if Anderson is out there. Nope, this is the entire JV squad that lost. And that's Gropp, can't intercept it, getting it back. And there's the two-pointer, no good, and that one's from Belk. Bunnell was looking for Schult. Ryman's out now. There's the three, no good, off the rim. Ball's loose, and everybody's going to grab onto it. So we got Bunnell, Schult, Lyon, Lonsdorf, and Gropp out there. All the starters are out. Yeah, Kiskowski's got some gauze on her nose, so she must have taken one nose. There's Gropp, and again, Gropp gets in, puts it down. She's got six here in the second half, 67-34, 3:20 left. Out there right now, Richter driving. We saw her in the JV game, putting it up, and no good. That one was Semrau. Goes out of bounds, and it will stay Raiders' ball. Inbounding baseline right is Paisley Reed. Gets it in to Shore. Out top of the key, left side. They're just working the perimeter right now. There's trying to drive as Shore steps back behind the three line. Gets it to Belk. Belk gets it back to Shore, wing right, 2:50 left. Out there with orders, I think, not to shoot. Richter, there's a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Bunnell, goes ahead to Gropp. Gropp's got two behind her, and she misses it. Schult tries to put it up, can't get it back, and it'll stay Blue Jay ball. It'll be baseline left, inbound. Raiders up 67-34. 2:20:37 on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock into Gropp. She loses it. Picking it up there is Paisley Reed. Trying to overplay Lonsdorf. Shore gets it. Semrau gets it down. To Richter, to Semrau, to Shore, to Belk. Belk looking, and she drives in. She puts up the running one-hander, no good. Rebound comes down, putting it up again was Reed, and the Blue Jays get it back, trying to go end-to-end, but stopping is Bunnell. Over to Lonsdorf. Lonsdorf puts it up, no good, and she comes down hard on the ankle. Gropp puts it down. Schult's going to draw the foul. And that, I think, is going to be on Semrau. Semrau's first personal. That will be the sixth team foul, Ava Schult. At the Aspirus Health free throw line, misses the first. Blue Jays, 1-for-3 from the free throw line in the second half, 2-for-4. So they have not been getting many opportunities to shoot free throws tonight. Minute 53 left on the clock, and she puts down the second. So the Blue Jays have cut it to 67-35. Shore gets it. She's covered by Lonsdorf. Blue Jay girls won in the JV game. Belk gets it to Richter. Chardonnay, Reed, and there she is going in. Partial block by Lyon. Going for the shot with Semrau. Bunnell comes down the other end. Kicks it out to Lyon. Over to Lonsdorf. Lonsdorf down to Gropp. Gropp off the glass and down. Gropp has eight in the second half. And Bunnell tries to knock it away, picks up the foul, or third personal. Only the third foul on the Blue Jays. So right in front of our Westside Market broadcast booth, Paisley Reed inbounding it into the backcourt to Richter. Richter on the right side to Semrau. Back to Richter. Back to Shore. And there's going to be a two-pointer. No good for Semrau. Rebound comes down to Bunnell. Bunnell's looking for Gropp. Gets it to her. And Gropp can't put it down. She'd have had double figures on that one. 48 seconds left. Richter. Back from Reed to Shore. Left side Belke. Knocked away. Knocked back. Getting it is Schultz. 30 seconds left. Blue Jays trailing by 30. On the right side to Lonsdorf. Lonsdorf down to Gropp. And we got a jump ball call checking. That was Lyon. And with 22.6 left, it goes over to the Raiders. So the Blue Jays were around 15-14, and then a 17-0 run kind of put that away. And there's Lyon breaks the passing lane. She's going to get down and one. Lonsdorf gets it, and one shot coming up for the Aspirus Health free throw line. That cuts it to 67-39. And let's see who that foul is on. And that one's going on Shore, first personal. Seventh team foul, Lonsdorf. Misses everything on that one. So the Blue Jays trailing 67-39. Ball knocked away. Gropp has it, 7 seconds left. Bunnell moves across, 5 seconds. Puts up the shot. Off the rim, and that's going to be the final horn. So the Blue Jays end up dropping this one 67-39. We will be back with our incredible bank postgame show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Hey, Blue Jays, make your money work for you. With Park City Credit Union's PCCU Cash Checking, you'll earn 5% APY. That's right, real rewards right back into your pocket. Merrill fans can upgrade to a Blue Jays debit card for just $10, and Park City Credit Union will donate $5 back to Merrill High School. You get rewarded, and so does your school. It's a win-win. Visit Park City Credit Union today to get started. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Fremark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Fremark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Fremark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location, saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just two doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
And welcome back to our incredible bank postgame show. Final score was 67-39 for the Raiders. It was a second half of 36 points. Overall, Klingbeil had 22, 17 for Riley Robbie. Pilgrim won. Laney Robbie had 3. In the second half, 14 points for Baumgartner. She had 25 to be the leading scorer. She had a 3, 3 twos, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. So you've got 3 scorers in double figures. And that's really what did it for the Raiders because, and I'm double-checking my math here, because of the fact that I was a little bit off there somewhere by a bucket, but I'm not sure where it is because in the second half for it was 11 for Baumgartner and 22 points overall. So both of them were tied at 22, Klingbeil and Baumgartner. So I'm missing something somewhere, but that's been known to happen when you're trying to keep all the books and keep the stats as well. Final score, though, it is 67 for the Raiders. And for the Blue Jays, 1 for Bunnell for 2 from the free throw line in the second half for a point. 4 for Ryman in the second half, 13 the game high scorer. 2 for J.C. Lyon. 2 for Lonsdorf. Schulte 1 for 2 for the free throw line for 1. And a 3 for Kayla Clairvaux, 5 in the game. Jurovic had a bucket. And 8 for Gropp in the second half. And 4 twos and a 3 for Gentile Hull. So the final score again is 67-39. The Blue Jays win. And The best thing I can say is they had a very good start to the game and held them to a 15-14 lead before that 17 points. And we will be back Thursday, pregame 6:45-ish, going up at 7:15. Same thing from Rhinelander with the boys on Friday. Boys still have an outside chance if they get back to 500 to maybe host a playoff game, but it's a real long shot. Girls will likely be on the road. And if I can find a way to get to Superior next Tuesday when EMU, probably in their last game, are going up against the top, one of the top seeds. And if you didn't hear the story last night due to some decision-making timing for the Wausau School District and 3 negative votes from the Splash Panthers, Wisconsin Rapids Raiders, and Marshfield Tigers, Wausau East and West were not allowed to merge for hockey. So next year, Wausau East, at this point in time, barring some appeal, will have no hockey program. Quite the situation with the Wausau School Board last night, and a situation that we will continue to follow and give you some updates if we can. But right now, the final tonight, 67-39 varsity. JV were winners, 34-26. And until Thursday night, 6:45, this is Downtown Ollie. You've been listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
You've been listening to Merrill High School Girls Varsity Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's game was brought to you by Westside Market, A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Healthcare, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dragons Daggers and Games, Premark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music,
Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, and Young's Drug Store. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without express written consent is prohibited. WJMT has Merrill Sports Broadcast for your listening at any time on our podcast page at WJMTFM.com. Listen throughout the season for Blue Jay Girls Basketball on your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3 and AM 730.